Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
A rec sports league is a good way to meet people. I know that I've met people that way before. Anytime I've been in one, I always meet people because I played dodgeball a while back and it was just like, anybody who hits me gets me.
What?
Yeah.
What
it's a good way to meet people. Although, I was just playing by myself. I would just hit myself with a ball and then things would happen.
It
was,
okay.
But it was fun, though.
I don't think you have to sign up for a rec league for that.
And
time.
Andrea, who's on the phone right now, met the dude. She wants to call at a rec sports league. What sport was it, Andrea?
We actually play kickball.
Kickball. Oh. All right. Anybody who kicks me gets me.
No.
Is that what happened? Everything.
No, it doesn't quite work like that.
What kind of weird rec leagues are you joining?
Is everything baseball?
You're so
What's the name of the guy you want to call today?
Dennis.
And all right.
Is Dennis on your team or was he on an opposing team? Was he a competitor?
He was actually on an opposing team and he was a newbie, so I'd never seen him before.
Oh, okay.
I do feel like I played kickball for a while and it's kind of hard to meet somebody on the other team because, I mean, other than if you're like on first base and he makes it to first base, you're not spending a lot of time with them.
Well, when we were out on the field together, he and I sort of locked eyes kind of immediately. So I feel like there was a thing and we were kind of like flirting with our eyes.
Okay. Oh, all
so
right.
When did you guys finally talk?
After we were done, we kind of wished them like, you know, good game. We won. And as a consolation prize, I was like, hey, you know, you should come out with us and like have a drink afterwards and, you know, bring your team, you know.
Okay.
So we got to hang out after.
Okay. So you guys didn't get drunk and brawl each other because there was still a lot of bad blood?
I mean, we don't get too rowdy unless like someone on the other team's a jerk, but they were all really nice.
Okay.
Well, and that's like an awesome low pressure way to meet somebody too, because if it turns out that you don't like them, it's easy to just go hang out with your friends.
That's what I figured. And it wouldn't be awkward like me asking him on a date. It was just like, yeah, let's go chill and have a couple beers, you know? Oh, yeah.
How was it?
It was awesome. I mean, we really connected. The conversation was super easy. He's hilarious and really sweet. And I was like, yeah, like I would love to go out with you again another time. Maybe we can get up dinner. And I was like, oh, okay. So I guess this is like moving into date territory.
Yeah.
Oh, sweet. So did you actually make it to dinner or has he not called you back from this meeting?
No, I mean, we texted for a while. And then he wanted to go out and do like a quote unquote surprise fun activity. And I was like, okay, I don't know what that means. And so we set a date to go out.
What'd you guys do? What was the surprise?
It's actually a really cute idea. We went to this cooking class at Williams-Sonoma. Oh. And I thought it was like a super sweet idea, like a kind of a couple-y thing, but whatever, like, you know, fun first date. And we learned to make lasagna.
Okay.
Oh my God. And he had to have been totally into you. I mean, that is a commitment, right?
Cooking
and
class.
They're not cheap, those classes.
Yeah. And if you're like not getting along, you're kind of stuck for like, you know, almost 2 hours.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, at least you got lasagna out of the deal if you guys didn't get along. But
guaranteed.
How did everything go?
It was awesome. I mean, I just feel like we really clicked. It was so comfortable and it was just so fun. And then I suggested we go get another drink, but he had to get up super early the next day, so he was like, oh, I'm probably just going to go home. So we walked out of the place, and he just gave me a hug and then went his separate way, which I thought was kind of weird, like no kiss, no like, I want to see you again. And to me, that was kind of strange after like the awesome time we just had.
Getting up early feel like an excuse to get out of there?
I know he has an intense job from what he was telling me, but like, it was a little bit weird, I think. I mean, I don't know. This kind of thing happens to me all the time, so I'm not really sure. Like,
what do you mean it happens to you all the time? Like, dudes are always like, I got to get up early when you're on a date?
Did you?
Well, I just feel like I have these really awesome first dates, and I'm, like, into the guy, and then he just kind of wants to hook up, or, like, I just never hear from him again. And I don't really get it, because
I think that's really common, though.
Well, yeah, I mean, not to brag, but, like, I think I'm a catch. Like, I'm cute, and I have a good job, and I'm not a psycho, I don't think. And
that's probably the problem. Most psychos don't think they're psychos, so.
I mean, I feel like if you ask my friends, they'd be like, no, you're super grounded and down to earth. And
nice.
And I'm, like, in my mid-20s and ready to settle down and take things seriously. And I don't know, like, if I'm doing something weird or if I'm just taking the wrong guys.
Can you think of a moment that there was any, like, lowlights of the date?
I don't know if I said something or if, like, he just got tired. And I texted him the next morning and was like, hey, I had an awesome time. Like, I would love to do that again sometime soon. And he was like, yeah, me too. But then nothing ever happened. Like, he stopped texting and he never asked me out. So it's been like a week.
Okay. A week. Wow. All right. Well, we'll play a song and then come back and call him and get your second date update. Okay.
Okay. Awesome. Thank
all right,
you.
Hang on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.